Another question from Jen, posted at 10:56 Saturday morning. How do you keep your humor even after having had brain fever? Well, we kind of had no choice. Having humor is our survival mechanism, and not having a sense of humor is what will probably kill people after the first trauma. So in order to live and to live in a satisfying manner, it's best to have a sense of humor. What was it you actually had? We had encephalitis. Did the flu cause it? Well, let's put it this way. The flu, when we had the flu, our immune system was really weak, which triggered the cytomegalovirus, which triggered the encephalitis. Most people have the cytomegalovirus. It's just quietly hiding in their systems until their immune systems go down. So any advice doctors gave you on how not to have it again? Well, the only way is to stay healthy, stay strong, and not get super stressed out or waterboard yourself, which is what we inadvertently did. Question from the Mamaria, posted at 2:07 p.m. Saturday. I have decided to wrap both my arms in tattoos, and I see this happening next year. My right arm will be covered by December this year, and I am rather looking forward to it. Meanwhile, I am worried. I like being a nerd, and I fear that sporting two full sleeves might cancel that out. Do I have reason to? We don't understand the question. Do you mean that you're going to get tattoos and then you're going to hide them under long sleeves? What would be the point of getting tattoos, right? So you get tattoos, you have to show them to the general public. And besides, your tattoos are really picturesque, so I should think that you have a responsibility to show it to as many people as possible.